views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Voices of Women is a talk radio show that gives voice to the personal stories of women. It will inspire women and enlighten men to follow their dreams and create positive changes in their lives. Whether the audience listens to best-selling authors or a layperson like themselves, they'll realize there are others with similar experiences and feelings to their own. This show will give women tools they can use every day, which will empower them to step out of their boxes and create the changes they desire in their life. Chris inspires women to find their voices, speak up, and become leaders of their own life. Everyone has their gifts to share with the world, and it's time for women to work together to bring honor and respect to the feminine voice, which is within all people, men and women. Topics include personal growth, spirituality, creativity, leadership, and divine feminine. Now here's your host, Chris Stainis.
Okay, well, welcome to Voices of Women. I'm Chris Stainis. Here in Seattle, I'm founder of Women of Wisdom and also host of the Voices of Women show, which is on Transformation Talk Radio every Friday at 1 p.m. Pacific time. And I'm very excited today because I'm going to be talking with the beautiful, energetic, lively Donna Eden. She has a new book out, which she wrote with her husband, David Feinstein, and he can't be with us today. But it's The Energies of Love and How to Use Energy Medicine to Keep Your Relationship Thriving. That's what we're going to talk about. So for more than 35 years, Donna Eden has been teaching people more than 80,000 worldwide. I mean, wow, that's quite an accomplishment. And teaching them how to work with the body's energy system to reclaim health and natural vitality. And since childhood, she has been able to clairvoyantly see the body's subtle energies, and she works with those energies to further health, happiness, and vitality. Teaches people, even those who do not see energies, how to work with them joyfully and effectively. And now you can also study with her through her videos, DVDs, books, and other home study resources. And I know groups get together and do this. I have friends that do that regularly. She has an alternative health book, Energy Medicine. It's a bestseller. It's been translated to 20 languages. And then a book recently was Energy Medicine for Women. And now it's Energies of Love. You just keep going, Donna.
Well, I got to get them all out. I want to say everything. So, yes. And I'm passionate about it. You know, I'm just very excited to share information. And I love it. I want the whole world to know how to do this.
Yeah, you definitely are doing that. Well, let's begin with your story, how you were drawn to write a book about love and your relationship. You go in the book, you go into a lot of your personal relationship with, you know, David and you, and some of the, you know, issues that you, and then showing us and how to use these energies and that you use tapping, you know, that tapping system and all. And so I know you were concerned about writing this book that it could have an impact or jinx your relationship. So
There's just no way we could have written this book without really getting personal about he and I, because truly, I mean, we were so incompatible in the beginning. And I mean, we always had a sense that we had a soul bond, but boy, it was hard to get to our souls because we were so different. We lived our lives so differently. We didn't think the same at all. And when we got into trouble, it was really hard because we were so dysfunctional. And so this book is about what we did to, I mean, we not only do well as a couple now, I think we really thrive and go very deep and very far. And nobody really gave us a chance that we could survive. Nobody did because well, it just didn't even make sense that we would be together. And so what the book is about is really using energy to snap you out of it, because you can't snap out of things in your mind. There's just no way. When you get really stressed out or you get on different wavelengths than your partner and you can't kind of reach across and find the other anymore, but you can shift your energy. You can shift your energy and get on the same wavelength with your partner. And so that's what we teach people how to do in our book.
Yes, and I know there's a lot of that. Well, the tapping aspect of, you know, and asking a lot of questions and about how you're feeling and all that. But, you know, I would imagine, and I read one section that was talking about, we're doing this right now. This is almost about like a current issue, and we're doing, you know, as this chapter is being written, we are doing this work.
Yes.
So I imagine writing this book had a lot to do with changing your relationship.
Oh, yeah. I mean, this is really good for our relationship, but I will tell you, it really pushed us to the brink again. You know, relationships do, but we thought we were over all of that from the early years, and the early years really did push us to our edge, and we either had to grow or, you know, take a leap and go do something different. But this book also, you know, I think could go into the book unless we both agreed completely that that's right. And so we, it was something, but it was really good for us because we used all the techniques that we had learned that work. We used them on ourselves, and it's just really important to understand that when you get stressed out, I mean, you lose blood from your forebrain. It goes into your body for the fight or flight response, and boy, does that happen in relationships. I mean, our significant other really can trigger us like nobody can, and when that happens, you know, you either want to fight and win or run away from this person or get away as much as you can or, you know, whatever it is, your strategy. But these strategies are survival strategies that are now you and your ancestors have evolved for a couple of million years with, and you just can't snap out of those survival strategies. So what we're teaching in the book is what to do energetically to be able to snap out of it.
Yeah, that's great. Just to make that an energetic shift, mm-hmm. would bring about, you know, a new awareness. Like, you know, and I know a lot of the work is just starting to see things from not just your own perspective, but the other person's.
Yes, and it's impossible to see from the other person's perspective while you're in it. You know, you've got to find a way to get out of this place because, I mean, even if you're being kind and loving and trying to see from the other's perspective, you are on different wavelengths. Most people marry or partner up with somebody who is really their opposite. They're not the same. I mean, some people do pick a partner who is the same and they become like really best friends and it's easier. But even with a best friend, you get to a place where something is very different because it's how we survive, how we evolved over time. And would you like me to talk a little bit about that? What happens?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So I said already that you lose blood from your forebrain that goes into the body for the fight or flight response. That means that your brain can no longer think from the forebrain. It can't have new ideas, new awarenesses. Nope, your back brain triggers you, and you go on some automatic trigger. And more than that, though, and most people aren't completely aware of this, but do you remember anyone in your family or some old saying that said he or she took leave of her senses? When I was growing up, I used to hear that line. The person took leave of their senses. What's wrong with them? They took leave of their senses.
Yeah.
Well, you actually do. You take leave of your senses. And there are everybody, when they are very, very stressed out, take leave of their senses, all but one. All but one. You don't know it. It's so unconscious because you're operating from your back brain and from one primary sensory mode, and your partner probably has a different primary sensory mode, but all the others have gone out the window. So you really are on different wavelengths. I mean, You've had the experience, right, of feeling you were on completely different wavelengths than your partner?
Yeah. Yes, and who hasn't? I mean, really,
yes.
I want to be honest.
Yes, yes. Well, I, my husband and I both think that that you know something in nature set it up this way so that we would all evolve. Because there
yes,
is no... Go ahead.
Yeah, no, I just because I was interviewing somebody else recently, and they were saying the same thing. Like, we have this idea we're supposed to find our soul partner, and that's, like, the perfect match for us. And the perfect match is somebody who's very different because we need these. We have these lessons to learn.
That's right. We have these lessons to learn. But the problem is that we live in a culture that has moved far, far away from energy medicine, from understanding how energy has gotten us there. And so we can't just think our way out of it when we're in that place. So, but it really helps to understand the system your husband is in, the system you are in, the system maybe your best friend, your children are in. I mean, every close relationship, you're not going to be exactly identical to anybody. So, for instance, these senses, these sensory systems, which are also, they're energetic stress styles. And so, okay, I will tell you about who I am when I'm stressed, okay?
Sure.
I'll save me for last. I'll tell you about others.
Okay, well, and I don't want to go into depth right now because we're going to take a break soon.
Okay,
so we're going
good.
To come back
I'll do it
to
when
that.
We come back.
So, but
all
I,
right.
But I know that, I want to get into that. There's those four sensory stresses, but... You're so right. I talk with my husband, and I feel like we're talking apples and oranges, saying the same thing, but we have a different language.
Yeah,
and
exactly.
And you get into this cycle. You know, you just cycle round and round, and so I can totally understand how using energy to just stop the cycle.
Yes,
instead of using words,
really, your brain can't, your words can't, nothing can do it because you're not on the same wavelength, and it's like being on different channels, and you can't flip the dial and get on each other's wavelength again, but you actually can with energy.
Well, that's great. We're going to talk more about that during the show. So this is Chris Danis and Voices of Women with Donna Eden, and we'll come back and talk more about the energies of love.
Tune in each Wednesday at 1 p.m. Pacific Time, 4 Eastern Time on Transformation Talk Radio to Limelight Radio with Katina Macris. This is an inspirational, cutting-edge radio show educating worldwide listeners on a diversity of Lyme disease-related topics. Each week, Katina will interview some of the world's leaders in health, wellness, spirituality, and human potential. For more information, visit LimelightRadio.com.
Each month, listen to Live More Radio with co-host Allie Katz. Join Allie and Dr. Pat as Allie introduces new ways to bring balance back to your life through meditation, sleep, and exercise techniques so you can live your truly authentic life. Stress less, live more. To learn more about Allie, visit livemoreradio.com.
Do you want the freedom to spend more time with your loved ones? Travel the world? Live spontaneously? Get ready, because the Chip Justice Show is here. Hosts Dr. Pat Basile and Chip Justice can help you build meaningful success while embracing life. Living a life you love is the end game in this new, inspirational, and empowering show. Positive changes for a life you'll love. Tune in every month on TransformationTalkRadio.com and visit PositiveChangeInstitute.co for more information.
Get ready to embrace your feminine nature and get wild. Join Lynn Brown and Wendy R. Wolf for the Wild Transformation Retreat this July 26th through August 1st. Get ready for a mental, physical, and spiritual challenge. A call back to nature and its unlimited gifts. To learn more and register for the early bird price by July 1st, visit ruintuit.com. That's letter R, letter U, intuit.com.
Photograph. We made these memories for ourselves. where our eyes are never closing, hearts are never broken, and time's forever frozen still. So you can keep me inside the pocket of your ribs.
Well, welcome back to Voices of Women, and I'm Chris Danis, and I'm talking with Donna Eden, and we've been talking about the energies of love. So Donna, we just left it that you were going to discuss the energetic stress styles, and that's the styles that we all have each a different style, and there's that mix that we get, like, you know, your partner is a different style than you, and it gets you into trouble. So let's talk about that.
Yes, and these are in your energies. It's not because you've made up your mind to be a certain way or you've grown into it. You are born this way. Everybody has a secondary system too, and that secondary system can grow and grow and get stronger. But that first primary system is just who you are. It's in your DNA. It's in your bones. And, you know, David and I are completely different. And we had to use this understanding of energy and these systems to survive as a couple because nothing else worked. And David was a psychologist, still is. But he was so sure, you know, as this big psychologist, that he knew precisely what I was doing wrong, you know, what was wrong with me. and we were just miserable. But I was probably more miserable than him because it looked like I was the identified patient, you know. And so one day when we were going, I was every time we had an argument, he always won. And it had nothing to do with him being right. It had to do with the fact that he would go up into his brain even further, and he would just get so articulate. He'd have facts, and he was so linear. And the truth is, I was probably right, but I'd always lose the argument because I'd get more and more feeling. So, on this one day when I was leaving him, I sat down in a chair and I did an exercise in front of him. And when I stood up after the exercise, and it probably took maybe a minute at the longest, maybe 45 seconds, when I was through with that exercise, I stood up. I wasn't crying anymore. I wasn't lost in my feelings. The blood came back into my forebrain. I could think, and I won the argument. And that turned everything around, and it helped him to see that there was something more going on than what he knew. So I'm going to talk about these systems, okay?
Mm-hmm.
All right. And again, it's in your energy systems. I can tell when a baby's born what they are. So, all right, a tonal. Now, if you're a tonal, you analyze and you interpret everything. You hear between the lines and are hurt by the other person's tone of voice, much more than their words. You can pick up that tone. And that's also the best of a tonal, how they hear between the lines. If I need to tell somebody and have a friend who can really hear me, I'll often pick a tonal because they don't need me to have the exact words. They can pick it up on that vibe. But if you're in a difficult place with them, they can check out and dialogue in their own head and often not hear the other person. They can judge themselves and their partner. They judge both. They can be very critical of the person, but not because they want to have more power and over the other person, not at all. But they can blame out of exasperation and frustration of not being heard. They want to be heard so bad. They have like sonar. They can pick up the slightest little behavior and exaggerate it into tremendous meaning. They can suffer over perceived put downs, you know, when it's not really even true. This is when they're really stressed out. You understand? I'm giving the worst of everyone of what happens when you're really stressed out. A tonal can withdraw from their partner, not because they want to leave the person, but because they are already sure of the other person's rejection. So that's a tonal. Sound is very personal to a tonal, and they just find hidden meaning in things, and every nuance of tone, expression, they pick up. And so a tonal also sits between all the other types. So sometimes a tonal say, well, I do this and I do that just like that type. It's because they sit in between. If you understand that it's you know, where the ear is between the eye of seeing and the voice of expressing, and then next comes the heart. So they sit in between a lot of things. Okay. And if you are in relationship with a tonal, you want to demonstrate to them, really let them know that you have heard them. And then something else can begin to happen. All right.
Now I have a comment on that.
Okay,
I have a comment on that because I know I can definitely recognize some, you know, in a friend in this, and I find that I have to demonstrate a lot, over demonstrate that they've been heard.
Yes, that's exactly right. That's right. You have to. That's right. You go beyond because they can't hear you. They get to the place that they can't really hear you, and so you got to really, you got to demonstrate. That's exactly right. That's exactly right. Okay. Kinesthetic. They are governed by compassion and sometimes being way too compassionate and too empathic because they actually can begin to suffer for the other person. They are also enablers because they are so compassionate. Feelings are the facts for a kinesthetic. Feelings are what really matter. And they, when they want to express themselves and say the truth, the problem is that they lose their own truth and words in a confrontation. They are not analytical. They're not judgmental. They are in the now. They are right now. And they are suggestible if the other person's emotions are involved. And if you're in relationship with a kinesthetic, you want to cut the pressure because a kinesthetic wants to say yes to you. They want to say yes to you. And you can't be sure. Their truth is yes. Their truth is what you're going through and not necessarily what they are going through. So, like, and a kinesthetic has to remember who they are and what their truth is. A kinesthetic has to look straight down. They cannot keep eye contact with you at all, because if they keep eye contact with you, they will know who you are. They'll know what your truth is, but they can't remember themselves. And this is, again, this is all energetic. They can't. Nobody can help it when they get to this place. I should say that a tonal also can look down, looks down, but they look down and to the side. They're because they sit between the mental and the feeling. They've got both. And okay, if you want to jump in at any time, you can. Otherwise, I'll just keep going. Okay.
Yeah. Keep going.
Okay. Visuals look you straight in the eye, and keep eye contact. In fact. Visuals, years ago, I don't know if this is even a truth out there anymore, but I grew up with the line that said, don't trust anybody who doesn't look you straight in the eye. But that's a visual's truth. If you are looking away, then it can be that you are being evasive. And so a visual can begin to blame and feel really criticize you. They can even be insulted if you challenge their view. But the truth is they're disappointed and don't get why you aren't doing things in the obvious way and living up to their expectations. They can come off looking really powerful because they don't look vulnerable at all. A visual can get vulnerable later, but not while they're in this place. It's just so they can also project onto the other person and see how things should be. They're unnegotiable, and they can get righteous. And if they're not in this difficult place, you want to follow a visual because they have the vision. They see where you can go, and they see the future. And so they're often the planners and the people who can see their way into a beautiful future. But it can be hard to be in relationship because they can actually feel like a bully at times when they are not feeling themselves like a bully at all. And so I'll just tell you something really interesting. When I got into relationship with David, and it was so hard, I got into therapy with a couple of other therapists to try to figure it out. And both therapists, both of them were men, one of them told me I gave away my power because I could not keep eye contact. But see, that was a visual talking, because a visual needs that eye contact so much. And the other one actually lifted my chin so that I would look at him and be able to keep eye contact. But a kinesthetic can't do that. A kinesthetic is only going to remember who that therapist is, or who your partner is, or anybody else. Because if you're keeping eye contact, you're going into their field, into who they are. That's the energy you're traveling into. Okay, now the next one is a digital. And this is who my husband is.
I just checked the time, and we're going to have to talk about digitals when we come back from our break. I got so enthralled by what you were saying. Okay, this is Christina, so we're going to take a short break and be right back.
If you ever find yourself stuck in the middle of the sea, I'll sail the world to find you. If you ever find yourself lost in the dark and you can't see.
Tune in to Prescience Life Radio with host Mia Simone. Mia is devoted to sharing her extensive knowledge on the invisible worlds of energy. Join Mia and discover the science of intuition and connect with your greatest gift. Start living in your potential today and every day by opening up to the power of inner knowledge. To learn more about Mia, visit PrescienceLife.com.
Do you want the freedom to spend more time with your loved ones? Travel the world? Live spontaneously? Get ready, because the Chip Justice Show is here. Hosts Dr. Pat Basile and Chip Justice can help you build meaningful success while embracing life. Living a life you love is the end game in this new, inspirational, and empowering show. Positive changes for a life you'll love. Tune in every month on TransformationTalkRadio.com and visit PositiveChangeInstitute.co for more information.
Tune in to the hit show Master's Chambers with your trusted friend, Connie Fife, Mondays, 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Each week, Connie will connect you with the best of the best thought leaders from around the globe to share their strategies and best practices. Getting better together. To book Connie, visit ConnieFifeSpeaks.com.
My dream is to end homelessness.
My passion is living a green life.
My dream is to end poverty.
My passion is volunteering.
My passion is making a difference.
My dream is to cure Lyme disease.
My passion is rebuilding communities.
My passion is helping those in need.
My passion is caring for the elderly.
My dream is to find a cure for cancer.
My dream is to leave a better world for my children.
We all have that special passion, that lifelong dream that drives us to live our lives with meaning and to create a better world. No matter what drives you, we can all make an impact. Dr. Pat Basile is helping others make their dreams come true, so we can all help make our world a better world.
To learn more about how Dr. Pat is building a community of sharing hope, strength, funds, knowledge, and information, visit abetterworldcrowdfunding.com today. That's abetterworldcrowdfunding.com.
Find out what we're made of. When we are called to help our friends in need, you can count on me. Like 1, 2, 3, I'll be there. And I know when I need it, I can count on guess that's what friends are supposed to do. Oh yeah. Tossing and you're turning and you just can't fall asleep, I'll sing a song beside you. And if you ever forget how much you really mean to me, every day I will remind you. Oh, find out what we're made of.
Well, welcome back to Voices of Women. I'm Chris Danis, and I'm talking with Donna Eden, and we've been talking about the energies, the energy stress styles that we fall into. And so we've done visuals, kinesthetics, and tunnels, and now Donna's going to describe the digital.
Okay. Well, the digital goes up into their head, and they cut off from their feelings completely. They're very abstract and analytical. And sort of, they're like the classic Mr. Spock, and they're calm, cool, collected. They compartmentalize things and people. They're very left brain. They detach. They can dismiss their partner because their whole stance is, I'm right, and I'm not gonna. And they don't want to be in an argument. They just disconnect from you, and they really believe that. Given enough time, you'll come around. And so they're very logical, orderly, programmed. They're reasonable. They're structured. And they don't pick up the vibe that anything's wrong with you either. So they're very often successful in business, but often not in love. Now, one of the great things about a digital is they're kind. They are very kind. So if you can help them get off of their primary mode, you know, when it's difficult, then you can help them access their heart and their feelings, which is what all digitals really want. They don't know that because they're living up in their heads, but it really changes their life. It expands their spirits. They have a better time in life. They have more fun, all sorts of things like that. So a digital just kind of looks up into the side. They're disconnected. So that's the different types. But what we learned a long, long time ago is that we learn to make a pact, and we call it the Star Pact, and it just has four parts, which is stop. Tap, which can be all sorts of energy exercises, and then what was R? A. That's right. That's yes. Attune. Then you can attune to your partner, and then you reconnect, and it works if you can do it, but you have got to learn, you have to make a pact with each other that you do this, because the hardest thing in the whole world is to stop, not when you're all revved up and you're going at your partner, or you're disconnecting, or you're feeling so much, and you're just you're really drowning or flooding in all the feelings, or you have to have a way to stop. So if you have a pact ahead of time, either one of you can call it and stop. Now, one of the things that my husband does, because he is so different than I'm already into my feelings. But what we have one that he has done for years and years, which is notice breath, soften belly, open heart. So he disconnects from his own breath and takes one deep breath and just notices his breath. That's all he does. And then he softens his belly, and he just has to use his brain to do these things. And then he opens his heart, and if he can't open his heart, he puts his own hands on his heart chakra and just continues to breathe that way. For me, I've gotten very, very scrambled. So I do something called a Wayne Cook posture, which is just Wayne was some guy who lived, he died probably 10 years ago, but he learned how to connect up the meridians in the body. And it's a way to suddenly I'm not overwhelmed. I'm not scrambled. I can think more clearly. I'm lifted up out of my back brain. And in our book, we have several things to do to just help you come back to your own rhythm. And everybody, these sensory systems, these stress styles, are a part of your rhythm. And if you can, if your rhythm can now access all the a wide variety of different ways of being, which is you when you're not stressed out, then suddenly you can find each other again. You can be on each other's wavelength, and it's really good. I mean, sometimes we can do exercises together, and sometimes we have to pull apart. And we don't have to pull apart so much as we did. I don't think we do it at all anymore. We don't pull apart. But early on, when we were in real trouble, we'd have to separate in order to do these exercises. But then we could come back quickly because we learned to access the other sensory systems, access, you know, for a woman, too, the hormones get nuts and your hormones start balancing out. And it's just a lifesaver. And it's more than just so that you can get on the same wavelength with your partner. You get on to a wavelength of peace and harmony with yourself. So it's really, really good. And, you know, the best is that you find yourself again. And then, and you don't, and you come out of anger, or you come out of upset, you come out of whichever thing, or fear, whatever has happened to you, and you come out of that, and it's heaven.
Yeah, like you get a sense of yourself, you get grounded back in yourself, and
Yes, you get grounded. Sometimes I will just start tapping on my cheekbones and breathing deep, because for me as a kinesthetic, I'm all feeling, and I'm not grounded in the ground at all. So if I start tapping on my cheekbones, it will pulse the energy all the way down my body and off down my legs and off my feet, and I will suddenly be grounded. So, there's just so many different exercises we have, and people find that some exercises will work for everybody, but then you'll find something that particularly works for you, and it just is to your go-to exercise that just really saves everything. I'll just tell you another thing that's very simple for everybody, that when you if you can't remember an exercise, but I like to tell people, you know, copy them from the book and just have them ready so that you can grab it, but after a while you won't need to do this. But if you can just put your hands on your heart chakra, which is the middle of your chest, and both hands there, and start breathing deep. And if my husband happens to be near me and he catches me doing it, he'll do it to himself, and we won't look at each other. But then we start looking up each other from our feet until we get to that place of the heart. And I begin to remember him by that time. Remember him in his kindness and his the fullness of who he is. And it really helps. I know that we would not be together today had we not started figuring things out energetically. And then you know what? Then after you find yourself, you can do all the talking you want. You can do that. You know, understanding the other person's position, and we have all sorts of techniques like that in the book too. But they, you know, it's just not possible when you're in a difficult place.
Yeah, so true. You just stop. Stop talking. Either you walk away, or continue yelling, or it's just disastrous. So that whole, you know, just stopping, I mean, making that pact to me is like, okay, you have to learn to stop.
Yes, and it's so, that's the hardest thing of all, of anything we teach. How do you stop when if you realize that those survival techniques, I mean, have turned on, like, as if there is somebody dangerous in the room with you, depending on which mode you use here, one is to really, you know, break down your partner's walls, or it's to disconnect and get away from this person because this is really dangerous and awful, or it's to fight your partner or run away or whatever it is you do, and or go inside because there's nobody safe now. You know, you gotta just retreat and get away. So there's all these different things that you might do, but if you can start accessing the other systems, it's really helpful. It's more than helpful. It saves your relationship, and it also helps you learn yourself better and better.
Yes, and this is all in their book, Energies of Love. I want to encourage people to check the book out by Donna Eden and David Feinstein. So we're going to take another break and come back, and I think we're going to talk about rituals that couples can do to keep their relationship vital and spiritually alive.
This is the last take for the night. Understand that's kind of late, and I got to get home to my son.
Get ready to embrace your feminine nature and get wild. Join Lynn Brown and Wendy R. Wolf for the Wild Transformation Retreat this July 26th through August 1st. Get ready for a mental, physical, and spiritual challenge. A call back to nature and its unlimited gifts. To learn more and register for the early bird price by July 1st, visit ruintoit.com. That's letter R, letter U, intuit.com.
You got attitude? Keys to the rescue. Adjust your attitude with Keys Clear Protein Waters. So refreshing. Just a few sips of Keys will give you a whole new outlook thanks to 22 grams of the happiest protein on earth. Tongue-tingling tasty without the guilt of naughty or nasty ingredients. If that doesn't put a smile on your face, maybe you need to drink too. Put a little
woohoo
in your attitude with Keys Protein Water. On Amazon or at Keys, K-E-E-S, please.com.
Each month, listen to Live More Radio with co-host Allie Katz. Join Allie and Dr. Pat as Allie introduces new ways to bring balance back to your life through meditation, sleep, and exercise techniques so you can live your truly authentic life. Stress less, live more. To learn more about Allie, visit livemoreradio.com.
Clairvoyance, a gift few have.
And even fewer match the powers of one of America's best.
Dr. Linda Salvin. Dr. Linda's uncanny ability drills to the core of your issues to bring you quick and accurate answers and predictions. In more than two decades, Dr. Linda has helped over 75,000 people.
On national radio, by phone, in person.
When you need answers, Dr. Linda makes it clear. Book your time with this legendary seer now. Click on lindasalvin.com.
Or call 888-509-1077.
Are you tired of being tired? Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. Did you know the adrenal glands, the workhorse of the body? They are the means by which you position yourself in life for whatever comes your way. Tiny but mighty, producing hormones the body uses to promote energy and vitality. These adrenals determine how you respond to stress, and when depleted, the body loses its ability to function powerfully when we need it most. The much-needed adrenaline or epinephrine is not available for emergency situations. Cortisone and cortisol, the longer-acting anti-stress adrenal hormones, can also become depleted due to the pace of our everyday lives. We overwork and undernutrition our most powerful ally that helps us to live the lives we desire. We are able to determine the optimum function of the adrenals and put your system back in balance. Contact us today to feel powerfully energized at 888-777-4232 or visit us at MaryJaneMack.com.
Welcome back to Voices of Women. I'm Chris Danis, and I'm talking with Donna Eden, and we've been talking about all these different aspects of the energetic stress dials, and then their STAR system, S-T-A-R, Stop, Tap, Attune, and Resolve, which is all described in the book. So, Donna, can you give your website? And I know there's some gifts there, too, that people can, you know, check out some of this stuff.
Yeah, I think it's energygifts.com. Is that right?
Energymedicinegifts.com.
Energymedicinegifts.com, yes. Yes, and I know that we have several things there, one of them being a video of David and I probably doing some of these exercises and explaining these types again for the energies of love. So they're good, good gifts. You'll be glad.
Yes, and then you also tell me at the break that there's a quiz about a questionnaire or something about how to figure out your energetic stress.
Yes, we have a test inside the book. You can test yourself and see where you fit the most. And if you find that you fit in two, it's probably because one is your primary and one is your secondary. The truth is you can find out what's your third strongest. You can find out which is your least strongest. And very, very often your least is what your partner is. So is your best, his best.
Mm.
but boy, I really deeply feel that this is just such important information, because David and I actually used to, we're from Ashland, Oregon, and several years ago we gave a gift to the town because it was such a wonderful town. And we had a free class. Any couples in town who feel like they need to be able to relate to each other better, be able to communicate better, fight better, whatever it is, if you need it better, you could come to the class for free for 4 weeks. And we met once a week for 3 hours. And it was so much fun because as the time has gone on, one of the classes were for people who thought they were going to get a divorce. Almost everybody in the class stayed together because they found a way to survive, not just survive, but thrive, and really reach one another's souls. And so it's so much fun to go home and walk down the street and run into one of these people who were in our, we had over 300 people in the class.
They're
still together. And we also help people find their own rituals, because rituals are important. If you have something that really draws you closer to each other and takes you into more spiritual space so that you can grow and evolve in a way that takes you, because relationships are just not about this physical world, you know, it's about transcending things. And so we have in the book a lot of other people's rituals. One of the things that David and I do is every single morning, and usually he does this for me because he's such a digital and a secondary visual that he's far away from his feelings. And he likes to do this more to me because it moves him into his feelings and also a spiritual space. That we do a 15-minute routine where usually it's him putting I'll lay on the massage table and he'll do something called a spinal flush down my back, which is just massaging down the back right next to the spine with a little going deep, and it just empties out, you know, stuck emotions, stuck thoughts, stuck stuff, and you feel so good at the end. And then we turn over and he does whatever my body needs. It doesn't take very long, and then we say our thank yous to each other, and reach deep, you know, what do we feel grateful to the other person for? What do we feel grateful to life about? And we might even say we bless whatever's going to be difficult in the day, or what is just going might be challenging, and we put a blessing on it. And then we really hold each other tight. We also, all through the day, whenever we run into each other, we're good on hugs. And we become more and more humorous through the years, and it's because we have these times set aside that doesn't take a lot of time, especially if you have a busy life, but it's really helpful. And we also do exercises together whenever it feels right.
when we're going to, we teach a lot together before we ever get on the stage. We do five or six of these exercises to make sure that we are clear, our brains are working well, our feelings, that we're in touch with everything. It works really easy, and so that's what works for us.
That's great. It's examples of really putting something to good use. That, you know, it's important. So many people have difficulties in relationships, and I mean, look at our divorce rates. You know,
yes.
in particularly the U.S. and I'm sure other countries too, Western countries. And I would think,
yes.
I don't know, but it is high, and it's not having the tools to work through. And not understanding
yes.
energy. I mean, and you've been working in energy for so many years. And
yes.
I have that comprehension because of the energy medicine, that you were able to take this to another level to work in. So, because the energy medicine is kind of on your personal health,
yes.
you know, in your other books. But this is about relationships, which
yes.
is what we deal with every day. So,
yes. Yeah. And, you know, I would just say, you can transcend this to other relationships. When I really grasped these sensory systems, and I turned on a dime how I was raising my children. I raised them from that moment on completely different one from the other, because I realized one was a tonal visual and the other one was a visual kinesthetic. And oh my God, you could not possibly raise them the same, because my tonal child would freak out just because you wanted to talk to her, you know, because she would start hearing what this meant. She picked up the vibe that this was going to be scary, and you just had to do it all differently. I mean, both of them. I'm so grateful, and I went in and started going into school systems doing voluntary work with teachers, because teachers who had difficulty teaching some of their students, or some of their students couldn't learn. Well, it's usually because if they've gotten, I mean, these styles also affect how you learn, and you're a different kind of learner.
Yeah.
If you're a kinesthetic learner versus a visual learner, and sometimes the teacher was so freaked out by it that they were scrambled, and then the kids couldn't learn from the teacher. So it's so important.
Oh, so there's yeah. so many ways that you can use this, then.
Many ways.
Parenting.
So,
yeah,
yes.
That's great.
Yeah, so many ways.
Yeah, well, thank you so much.
You are so welcome. I enjoyed it. And I always like talking with you.
Sharing your
You're a great
interviewer.
Thank
you.
Okay.
Oh, thanks. Well, I just so appreciate the work that you bring to the world, and then bringing this to, you know, to a new level of energies of love. I really encourage people to check out Donna Eden and David Feinstein's book, Energies of Love. Go to energymedicinegift.com and get those three gifts. I know they're not just, you know, they're gifts. There's something of value there, and it'll really give you an idea perhaps of what you might get from the book, and you'll want to explore more. And I know Donna travels around the world and does training, so check out her website of what she does. Well, I'm Chris Danis, and founder of Woman of Wisdom. I want to let people know, actually this relates to the energies of love, we're doing a gender healing day on July 11th. It's going to be a private home in Redmond. It's for singles and pairs. Everyone is welcome. It's a group of Woman of Wisdom and Mankind Project. So men and women, couples of all variations are welcome. It's July 11th. Just go to womanofwisdom.org. Look for the program tab at the top and go to WOW Mankind Project and find out information about that. We also, we're having our call for presenters for the 24th Annual Woman Wisdom Conference. Is February 11th to the 15th. And you can go to the website and look for the conference information for our 24th conference, and download information how to be a presenter at Woman of Wisdom. And the deadline's August 1st. Okay, so thank you so much for listening today. I'm always excited to be on during this time slot of the Dr. Pat Show. And be sure to check out my show on Fridays at 1 p.m. on Transformation Talk Radio.
You've been listening to Voices of Women with Chris Stainis. Tune in each Friday at 1 p.m. Pacific Time, 4 p.m. Eastern Time for Voices of Women Today, radio with Chris Stainis.